Coming into the tail end of the year here, so we're going to dig really deep into the archives, and this week we're going to try to expose you to a few left field podcasts that I have checked out before. And today I'm bringing you the Pornhub podcast, and a lot of people may not know that Pornhub has a podcast, and it's actually very well run, I think. I think some of the conversations have been very interesting, and I don't check out every one of them, but I think Asa Akira is a really good host. And this one in particular was interesting to me just because you don't see many Asian porn stars. And also the lessons and the takeaways that he had were surprisingly similar to anything breaking into any other industry, like in acting, but also in tech. So let's have a listen.
Listen, that sounds completely ridiculous, but I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me, even within the industry. Like, people, you know, because I chose Asa's my real name, and Akira is obviously like a Japanese name.
Right.
And I'm Japanese, but I can't tell you how many people have been like, nah, you're not Japanese. You're definitely not Japanese. You're definitely Korean. It's, and I mean, yeah, that really happens. And they're never Asian, I have to say.
I mean, it's one thing for them to be like, hey, I think you look this way, and like, right, that's really fine. But to sit there and literally argue with me over what my ethnicity is, to be like, how do you know this? Were you there when I was born? Like, what the?
Like, also, like, what are you like in a relationship? Like, right? You must be a very hard person to, like, have a regular conversation
with. Assume it's like, I assume you're never wrong about anything, apparently, because, like...
So how long has it been since you started working for other companies?
This is actually a really new thing for me. Because again, since I officially got into the industry, I'd been independent and self-producing. I just signed with OC a little bit ago, and I'm actually having my first mainstream shoot with Reality Kings in a couple days.
Oh, nice. So it's really just now happening.
Right. I mean, I've had other offers, but again, scheduling wise, I just couldn't take them because...
Well, also, this is a really crazy time to start.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
shooting porn. Yeah. I mean, just because of COVID and...
Oh, yeah. And that was, I mean, kind of, that goes right back to my origin story, is that, like, I still wasn't... I kind of got forced into the, not like forced into, I don't want to use that term because again, it's such a bad connotation
right,
and so
yes,
forth, but
not
it was
sex trafficking.
Right. No, that did not happen at all. But what happened was just that, like, I was still in the stacking money, getting ready to start my own production company phase when the corporate job I had before, they ended up shifting completely new management. And then the new management came in, and then you know how that gets. Like, then they have brought in their people.
I actually don't.
Okay. So they brought in completely brand new management on all the upper levels. So the CEO, the CFO, the COO, all that stuff, brand new people. So all the people I've been busting my ass off to impress for all those years, they're now gone.
Okay.
New people show up.
You're back
and they
zero.
Don't know who I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so then they bring in their people underneath them and all that other stuff. So we didn't technically get – we weren't given demotions, but we were technically given demotions because now the corporate ladder got taller above us, right? And then after all that time, they were like looking to clean house, and apparently, you know, they didn't like me, and I didn't really get along with them either. So I ended up getting laid off back in February before the pandemic started.
Okay.
And since I was planning to do this anyways, I was like, all right, cool, time to transition, get into doing this. I, you know, signed a lease for a place down in LA.
That's awesome. Like, sometimes you need that little push, right?
Right.
To, like, do something. I don't mean for porn, but, like, just for anything, like, that you kind of secretly want to do, but it's, like, logistics are hard.
It's one of those things, like, you're waiting for the perfect moment, but you mm-hmm. realize, like, there's never going to be a perfect moment, mm-hmm. right? You'll never be fully there.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, that's kind of what happened was, you know, I ended up leaving the job and finding a place down in LA, coming down here because... Before that, I just went to AVN again because this was February. So we were just at AVN in January, right? And so I was, you know, I'd been talking to people, networking, everything was kind of lined up. So when this happened in February, I wasn't even like, oh no, my job. I was like, peace out, suckers, I'm out. And
fuck
then
you,
fuck
you.
Exactly. Like, yeah, you paid me to leave. I will take your money and get the fuck out of here. Peace. Like, so yeah, I was super excited. I got a place in LA. I moved down here. well, I signed the lease, went back to start packing. And then in the middle of packing, it was like, hey, remember that little news story about the sickness in China that we heard about? Yeah, full-blown pandemic, shut down, quarantine, everything closed. So I ended up moving down to LA. So I postponed my move a little bit, ended up coming down in April because we were all like, oh, it's like a two-week quarantine. It's fine.
Yeah.
2 weeks ended up being like a, you know, like a month. Then like a month was like 2 months. I was like, okay, April, I'll be down here. We'll, you know, lay low for a little bit. And then it just kept going. But at that point, you know, I had the money saved up and all that stuff. So it was like, you know, production was hold for a long time. And then when it opened up again, there was that weird little window where it was like, hey, COVID's still ongoing, but we can't hold productions forever because we don't know how long this is going on for. So everyone be safe, get tested and shoot at your own, you know, shoot at your own caution. And during that window, it was like, okay, I guess this is the time. Like, let's make something happen. And I started self-producing content, you know, spent the time editing, getting it out there. And
how, like, at that point, like, how are you finding people to shoot with? Like, is it just on social media or?
No, I got really lucky that before all this happened, I was at Exotica Miami. Because at this point of my journey here, it was kind of like I figured out the game plan. I just need the players to play with me, right? I need talent to work with. So I went out to Exotica Miami and I was, you know, talking to the girls to be like, hey, like I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm trying to start my own production. I feel like there's a niche for Asian male talent. No one's really doing it. So forth. And a couple girls offered to shoot with me, but the one that actually like followed through was Karma RX. So
okay.
She was actually my very first like professional shoot, you know what I mean? Yeah. As for my own thing. But it's just kind of like walking into the industry, doing my first shoot with Karma RX. That carries some weight, you know?
That's very lucky.
Oh no, 100%. And again, this was right before AVN. So then AVN comes around and you know, I see Karma again, we talk, we're friendly and all that stuff. And then I meet Christy Love at one of the booths, super friendly, super nice, wonderful person, and we got to talking. So during the pandemic shutdown, you know, like me and Christy kind of kept in touch a little bit. And then when things opened up again, it was like, hey, do you want to shoot? You know, as we talked about. So I shot with Christy as well. And then now I have two talents that are willing to vouch for me who are both signed with ATMLA. So that pretty much got me in with Mark at ATMLA. And then I was able to start booking
talent. Which is a porno agency, by the way.
Right.
Like a booking agency.
Yeah. For those who don't know. So that's kind of how I got started. I was able to start booking talent through ATMLA. And then the girls that I booked through there seemed to like me. And like, you know, they were like, oh yeah, this was a good shoot. You're like friendly. You're nice. This was
and
like
at that point, are you like paying the talent or are you doing
a content 100%. Exchange? No, okay. I was paying because again, it was just like, number one, like I didn't even know how content trade works at the time. And number two is like, I need this content because I need to promote. I can't, you know, the content trade is like, it's great, but you keep it behind paywalls to not be a dick, right? Like,
anyone that doesn't know what a content trade is, it's basically when two performers will have sex and make a scene together. Nobody gets paid. There's no money exchanged. It's just I'll work for you, you work for me, and we can both use this content however we wish. But like you said, you'd be kind of a dick to not put it behind a paywall because why is someone going to pay for it on one person's site when they can get it for free just anywhere?
Exactly. And, you know, I was still so new. Nobody knew who I was. So I was like, I need to get this out there so I can build my brand and build my name because if I don't, like, I can shoot all this content. But again, who the fuck am I? Nobody knows who I am, right? So I paid for all the content. I, you know, was booking these girls, and I was paying a high end of boy girl like rates, just because again, like I'm so new. Like, let me just try to, you know, entice you. If you were on the fence about working with me, with an extra 200 in the pile, you know, like
sure. I mean that's like a very real thing, you know. Like it's especially like when there's so few people to vouch for you, or right. You know, like that's. I think a really smart move.
So yeah, so that's kind of what happened. And then from there, once I, you know, worked with enough people, they were willing to vouch for me because they were like, hey, this guy's very nice. He's professional. He's carrying through. The scenes come out looking good, like this and this and so forth. He doesn't make us look, you know, as a talent, you always worry that like you work with someone and then the scene comes out and then you look bad in the scene.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Like, So, you know, once I got more stuff out there that people can see as examples of, then it really kind of opened the gates that more and more talent was willing to work with me, because they're like, oh yeah, we've seen your work. We've seen your stuff. It's really good. It's like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, like the quality is good. The you make us look good and this and this. So now it's a lot easier for me to, you know, just do content trades or whatever, because girls are willing to work with me. But mm-hmm. in the early stages, that's how I got started, was agencies and then word of mouth through the talent.
You know what? Let me tell you something. The number one question I get on like social media, interviews, anything is like, and this has been true for over 10 years, like how does a guy get into porn?
Oh, right.
And I never have a fucking answer, but I feel like you just gave like the 101 on how to get into porn as a guy. Yeah, no,
I mean, the simple answer to that one is simply do porn, right? Like, how do you get into porn? Do porn. Like, do porn, make it look good, get it out in the world. And if it's not shit, people will be interested, right?
Sure. And again, I think that's just like not the answer maybe people want to hear, because it involves a lot of work. It involves investing your own money.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people too, they look at, because they don't, from the outside looking in, I think people look at the porn industry like it's this giant corporation. Like, we all work for Porn Incorporated with the CEO of Johnny Porn, right? And like, and when they ask you that, like, hey, how do I get into porn? It's as easy as us walking into HR and be like, hey, I got this guy. Do you have any, you know, do you have a position for him? Like, we just get him in real quick, you know, like give him a 6-week trial period. Like,
It's true. And meanwhile, like, we're all just independent contractors, like doing our own thing.
Exactly. And I think
very
that's
little to do with. Yeah.
Right. The people on the outside don't realize that, like, every single person, just about like 90, I want to say like 99% of the industry is independent contractors, right? Like, mm-hmm. there's the 1% of people who get contract deals with specific companies.
I don't think it's even 1%.
I mean, yeah, like it's a small amount. It's not that, you know, the vast majority of people don't get that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a very small amount of people that get contract deals. And even then, I think they're still independent contractors. They're just independently contracted to one company for a
period of time. I'm trying to think. You know what? It's both. I think I'm trying to think, like, in my Wicked days, I was technically not. I think I was an employee. I can't remember. I'm so old. But yeah, I feel like I don't remember.
I don't know. No one's offered me.
But I do know it's done both ways,
yet, so.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, like I feel like what you just said is like a very like concrete plan on like how to get into porn.
Yeah, no, that's you know, if you're a single male who's trying to figure out how to get into the industry, that's probably the best way for you to do it. I mean, the other way would be just, you know, reach out to an agency and see if anyone's willing to give you a shot. That's a really kind of a long shot one, though, because
it's also, I think, totally outdated, because like kind of like you said, like now, like we're in the time of like content now, right? Where everyone's their own producer. So like, if you can make it a little bit enticing and like get in that way, like I think that's way smarter than like just, you know, I mean, before, like, you honestly, like if you were a guy, like for a solid 2 years, you were shooting nothing but blow bangs.
Oh yeah.
You know? And like, that's how you get in with the producers and like get to know directors and stuff.
And that's, I've heard about that. It's kind of like paying your dues and working your way up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't start off as the star of the scene. You start off as, you know, stunt cock number 6 in a blow bang feature that like, if you can't perform, they just kind of shove you in the background and you're just there to fill, you know, space.
You're just a body.
Right. But then like, if you have content out there already that showcases that you can be a feature talent, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, then people are like, hey, we can just book him directly for a feature, because look at him. He's already doing this shit, right? Like
100%.